This is the Farm Doctor Weekly Podcast brought to you by Wayne County Farm Bureau and New Lisbon Broadband Communications.
Good morning. Welcome to today's program. Today, from last week, I went right down the road for this interview, and it's with Mr. Ben Alia. And last week, I interviewed his dad, John, as he assessed this year's crop, getting it out in the ground, and what he thought it was to this point. So, first of all, good morning, Ben, and thanks for taking the time to join me.
Hey, thank you, Vinny, or John, excuse me.
It's whatever you want to call it.
I hope that the radio station made it right for all your travel expenses you had to endure these last 2 weeks.
Yeah, and they will. They're good about that. Hey, you don't only farm, but you're also a seed specialist and kind of have your own thing going on here as far as seed. So let me first start by saying just this. Was this a pretty regular, or was it a better than regular year as far as getting seed out or replacing seed, replants, you know, the typical stuff that goes on when you're working with seed? How did this year, this spring, go?
Well, I hate to jinx anything, but it's not quite over yet, but it's about gone about as good as it's ever has. So as far as getting seed out the door, had no problems there. And as far as seed genetics is concerned, we've grown quite a bit, so to have that extra units to have to ship and still be able to tackle all that was really great. Yeah, especially from us in the seed industry, go back a year, and it was just an awful late year, the year before last, and to finally have a good shipping year was great. And then also with Herbicides Direct, we've sold quite a few there, so to get them out the door and timely. And then as far as planting goes, we've had a pretty good shot at it. Had some warm weather. Pretty much most of the May crops have a great stand, 90-some percent stand, I'd say. Some of the April, there may be a thin place or two, but you talk about replant, I maybe had four claims altogether. So it doesn't really get much better than that.
We've had everything thrown at us this spring, trying to get the crop in the ground. We've had hot and cold and wet and even dry a little
snow.
is that going to have an effect down the road here? I mean, the stuff looks pretty good right now.
Yeah, I tell you, since we had that warm rain there, would that be the end of May or 1st of June there, most people had over an inch of rain, and the corn looked like it got to the starter after that, and it's just really taken off. There's been plenty of moisture since then. Guys are, maybe getting a little nervous about side dressing and stuff. I think there's still going to be opportunity to hit that hard. But yeah, things have taken off. The cold weather, I think we've grown right out of that. I have seen some corn where it went through a couple of freezes, maybe from that. Some people got into April 5th, 6th, and 7th. Seen some of that be a little bit uneven, a little less than what you'd like to see. But it's coming out of it, starting to even out. And we got every bit of potential now than probably we ever have.
Do you, we've had some humidity in the last couple weeks, I guess, and at the early stages of growth that this corn and beans are in. Are you anticipating any disease problems? I mean, is that something in the back of your mind, or do you think that's a little too early to even?
No, in fact, this morning that even crossed my mind. Especially fields, if you have any corn on corn, any corn residue left, with these kind of rains we've had, you can get some splash up. So I have seen some guys do a program where they, if you're throwing Roundup in at the V6 stage, actually put some fungicide in. I know you look at the fungicide manufacturers, that doesn't always pay in a corn bean rotation, but man, I've seen that keep corn on corn fields look really clean even later in the year. So that's something I would consider definitely. As far as maybe your typical corn bean rotation, probably not quite determined yet. Probably we'll see, the weather we get later on down the road will probably be more closely to determine that. But yeah, that's something. Which I think is a good thing. If you're thinking about disease, that means we've had good growing conditions.
So are you yourself going to be a little more aggressive with fungicides and maybe some nutritionals, or at this crop this particular year over other years?
Yeah, I always think fungicides are a field by field, variety by variety type decision, and I still think that. This is pushing me closer to it. Some guys believe in doing it year in, year out, and when you do that, you probably, on average, it does pay. It may not pay every single time, but it definitely pays on average doing that. I tend myself to take it more year to year, variety by variety. So there's still some time. Heck, it could turn into a drought still. We just never know. So we just be thankful for what we got for now, and keep definitely something to keep an eye on.
Ben, let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll wind up the program with some other questions I have for you.
The spring planting season is here, and farmers in Wayne County are returning to their fields and roadways to travel to and from work. The Wayne County Farm Bureau reminds all drivers to be alert and patient with farm equipment on the roadways. Most tractors and equipment are considered to be slow-moving vehicles, which means they travel at 25 miles per hour or less. Be prepared to slow down and allow plenty of time to get to your destination this planting season. Caution and care are required by everyone. Let's all get home safely today.
It's that time of year when we clean out the dirty, dingy areas of our home and get rid of things we don't use anymore. So while you're doing spring cleaning, do you open up your windows to get that fresh, clean spring feeling in your home? Well, you can do the same thing with your internet. It's time to freshen up your internet with a feeling of reliability and speed. It's like having your internet give you that same refreshing feeling of lying in a hammock with a slight breeze on a beautiful spring day. Get that same feeling with your internet right now at NLBC.com. NLBC, your life connected.
Back now with Ben Alia. Ben, farmer, seed specialist. Certainly the prices have been good. I mean, you know, that's no secret to nobody. Corn and beans, you know, in the last 2 or 3 weeks kind of been jumping up and down. But, I mean, for the most part, they're still good. How aggressive does one get in hedging a crop? I mean, do you find yourself a little more aggressive now this year when there's some opportunity here? Or are you still staying pretty conservative?
Well, I'm no grain marketer or anything, but I'd say people tend to be actually more conservative, maybe. Maybe they haven't pulled the trigger because, heck, where is it going to go?
You're optimistic that we still could go north a little bit here.
I have no idea. But if we get any kind of weather pattern of unfavorability, then yes, I don't know where is the limit. But at the least, you know, I would always try to protect myself, which I have, I guess, and sound a little bit. It's hard to be too greedy, but you don't want to miss the boat either.
One concern going into next year and even the remainder of this year is going to be input cost. You know as well as I, I've been around a little while. I know when the markets are good and favorable like that, your inputs kind of follow them up a thing. So that's probably a concern of yours going into next year already.
Yes, it certainly is, because starting in the end of January, we could see a real supply crunch, which then turned into prices going up, and then matching that with the commodity markets, because, hey, there's no doubt these people on Wall Street haven't noticed where the grain prices are too. So it seems like any time we have a chance to make a dollar, there's someone else ready to snatch it up. But it is something that I'm concerned about. Especially if you look on the herbicide side of things, just even availability as far as finishing out this year goes. Glufosinate, which is Liberty, is very tight, hard to get, and it's probably double the price of what it was last year. Glyphosate is in a crunch. I think still some of that still is able to get, but it's about double from where it ought to be. Stuff like that really concerns me. So it seems like we see these high market prices, but they are offset by higher input costs. And then on the other side of things, seed, you know, from our standpoint, you know, beans that people were planting this year, we were paying, you know, maybe $10.50 to a grower to raise, or now, you know, what are we going to have to pay? You know, maybe $17, $18, $19. So there's just a direct cost increase on our side right there. And more often than not, of course, that a lot of times gets passed on to the grower. We're hoping not to be that wide, but like I said, it kind of depends on where things end up here.
Do you feel like some of the reason, I guess, maybe we're seeing a big spike in pricing, do you think we're kind of oversold in the country as far as inventory? I mean, I guess what are you thinking is some of the reasoning behind this this great increase in pricing? Is it, I mean, for the long time, you know, you heard about the South America crop was contributing to it. And then now, you know, it's certainly still dry in the West and they're saying it's moving to the East. So do you think any of them things are playing into the market?
I'm sure they are. Then you also look at inventory. How much grain's actually on inventory on farms? Whereas typically, last couple of years, there's been quite a bit in the bin still this time of year. And if I was to guess, there's not nearly that much supply there. So I'm thinking that may even lead to more opportunities this summer, at least in the basis and stuff like that. But on the flip, you know, why is the stock market so high? I don't feel like I don't feel like it's matched where it ought to be either. So I don't know what's playing into that exactly, but maybe it's politics, maybe it's something else.
Ben, I appreciate your comments. Good luck to you the remainder of the growing year and into harvest. Be safe out there and take care. Hey, thanks.
Hey, thank you.
That wraps up for this week's show. Join me again next time. Until then, everyone, stay healthy and stay safe.
You've listened to the Farm Doctor Weekly Podcast, brought to you by Wayne County Farm Bureau and New Lisbon Broadband Communications.